Now, here's something you might want to jot into your diary. It's the Vasey Country Carnival. This is an event for the whole family, including those with four legs and a tail. That sounds interesting. Yes, an old-fashioned country carnival featuring iconic dog races. You've got a scone competition. Plus camel rides, wood chopping, and a whole lot of stuff going on. And this is coming your way on the 8th of September, which happens to be a Sunday. So we thought we'd catch up with Duncan Smith, who was going to be the announcer on the day. And he joins us on the line here this afternoon to have a chat about the Vasey Country Carnival. G'day, Duncan. How are you going?
Oh, g'day, Pete. Very well, thank you. Thanks for giving us some time on the show.
It is my pleasure, mate, and it sounds as though this is going to be another huge event. Can you just quickly give us a bit of history on the Vasey Country Carnival?
Yeah, sure can. Look, as you said, the idea is an old-fashioned country carnival. It was started nearly 20 years ago just by a group of locals, and the aim was to raise a bit of money for the community, and that's really what we've continued to do. And the country just the carnival just grows in numbers every single year. So yeah, we're getting close to 20 years of the Vasey Country Carnival.
And I tell you what, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the Vasey Country Carnival. Can you list a few of the things that we can expect on the day?
Yep, I sure can. I'll start by just saying we want to have as many activities for the kids to do that are free. We know at the moment, you know, the cost of living, etc. It's just great if you can have a day out with the family and still have a bit of money in the wallet at the end of the day. So, you know, we've got lots of free entertainment for the kids, bouncing castles and other activities that they can do. We've got an emergency services corner. So we're going to have some police, ambulance, fire, a bit of everything, and the kids can get in there and turn on the siren and that sort of thing and get their own little fire hat. And there'll be some live music which will be going on throughout the day, where we're going to have some vintage cars and tractors. Of course, there'll be plenty of food trucks there, so plenty of places to get a feed. And you already mentioned the four-leggeds. It's a very dog-friendly carnival, so people are more than welcome to bring their dog. And if they've got a fast little dog, then they can certainly enter their dog in our races, which happen throughout the day from 9:30 onwards. And it's a great spectacle to watch the Dachshunds and the Jack Russells. We don't want any greyhounds turning up, Pete. They're a little bit too fast, but the small dogs are more than welcome.
Okay, that's a good thing. So, look, if you have a greyhound, no, don't bring your greyhound along. That's the most important thing.
You can bring it along, Pete, and walk it around, but I don't know if it's welcome in the races against the little ones.
No, probably not. Now, the other thing that we did mention there at the start there was the Great Vasey Scone Off. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, this is a new addition. We're asking for an entry fee of $10, and there's a prize as well, but it's more about the glory of baking the ultimate scone. And we've got a well qualified judge who runs a local bakery, who'll be tasting all of the scones and also, of course, looking at them and judging them. And we've got a junior division this year as well, so the kids are more than welcome to bake scones. Now, you just need to bring them into the Vasey General Store before 9 a.m. on the day if you'd like to enter your scone in the Great Vasey Scone Off. So we're hoping for lots of entries. And this year, all of the money from the Scone Off competition goes into a cookbook that the Vasey School, Vasey Public School, are producing a cookbook, and that's where that money's going towards. So that should be really successful.
Absolutely. Now, I guess the next question is, on the day, where can we grab our tickets? Can we grab them at the door, or what's the situation there?
Yeah, Pete, there's no entry fee. It's a free event, so you can pretty much just turn up on the day. What we do ask, we've got a couple of paddocks, the north and the south end of the town, which we slash, and they become our parking lots. And we do ask people for a gold coin donation for parking, and there'll be people there to guide them into the best parking spots. And again, that money all goes to Vasey Public School, that money goes to the cricket club and the pony club, who'll be the ones manning the parking lot. But no, otherwise grab yourself a park and then just walk on in and explore the carnival. You know, we'll be kicking off at 9 a.m. And run right through till 2 p.m.
Okay, so 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, for those geographically who are not overly sure about where Vasey is, can you explain exactly where it is?
Sure can. So Vasey is between Paterson and Gresford. So it's about 20, 25 minutes north of Maitland and under an hour from Newcastle. And Batesy's actually, it's where the Paterson River and the Allen River converge, right there, right next to the Batesy Country Carnival there. In fact, we're using some of the any profits that we make from the carnival, we're actually using those to improve the access to the river. Now, I haven't got confirmation, but I've even working on DPI at the moment to bring out their fishing team to take the kids fishing for carp, pull a few carp out of the Paterson or the Allen Rivers there on the day as well. We're hoping to pull that one off.
Sounds great. And the other thing I have noticed here as well, if people want some further information, you guys have a Facebook page up and running, is that right?
We sure do, yeah. There's regular posts on Facebook. And also, if there's anyone out there who's actually... I didn't mention before, we've got over 60 stalls at the moment so far, but we're more than happy to have more stalls. So if there is anyone out there who's got a stall or would like to have a stall at our carnival, the email address is simply baseycountrycarnival@gmail.com. Just all one word, baseycountrycarnival@gmail.com. And, send us an email. We'd love to have some more stalls on the day.
As the old saying goes, the more the merrier.
Exactly right. Yeah. We just hope for some lovely weather, and it'll be a really fun day out for the family.
Okay, good stuff. Well, good to talk to you, Duncan, and we wish you all the very best with this wonderful day up there at Vasey. It's the Vasey Country Carnival. It's an event for the entire family, and as we said, those with four legs and a tail can come along. You can take your greyhounds along, but you can't go in the races with your greyhounds. That's fair enough, isn't it, Duncan?
That's exactly right, Pete. Thanks very much.
It is my pleasure, mate, and thank you for coming on the show and telling us all about that. For those who've never been before, well, it's on again. It's coming up on the 8th of September, which is a Sunday. All kicks off at 9 a.m, goes till 2 in the afternoon, and that is the Vasey Country Carnival. As Duncan was saying there, you can check out their Facebook page, get some more information there, and if you'd like to maybe enter a stall in this, you can go to this email. And you can email all your details, vaseycountrycarnival@gmail.com. Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event up there at Vasey.